This is your Concordia, Nebraska All Sports Leader, Koobski, brought to you by The Sower. Welcome back, everybody. My name is Wyatt Koobie, and alongside my partner is Eric Humley. And we got a quick week for you today, as this is our last podcast for the season. I know it's sad, but the year is coming to an end, and we have finals. That's priority right now. Right now, we're going to start off with track and field. We had the Prairie Wolf invite at Nebraska Wesleyan. We had five total winners, starting off with Jordan Anderson in shot put, winning that with a throw of 43 feet and 7 inches.
Sarah Huss won discus with a throw of 140 feet, even, actually.
Oh, that's pretty impressive. Mackenzie Koepke finished first in high jump as she cleared 5 feet, 1 3/4 inches.
Amy Richard won long jump with a jump of 18 feet, 2.5 inches.
And Bethany Shaw won hammer throw with a throw of 166 feet and 6 inches. Congratulations to those winners. We also had the Drake Relays with some of our athletes. Went all the way to Drake in Iowa to compete in a really impressive meet. You had teams like Minnesota State,
Iowa State,
you know, these top programs from NCAA Division I all the way down to NAIA teams. Like, this is a huge relay event, so for us to have some qualifiers for that meet is very, very impressive.
Yeah, and Jacob Cornelio still leads the NAIA in hammer throw.
And he also won the Drake Relay hammer throw.
He did. He won with a throw of 208 feet and 5 inches. He's leading the NAIA by 15 feet.
Jeepers. What an incredible year this is for him.
Some other placeholders for Concordia was Addy Shaw in hammer throw with a throw of 177 feet and 8 inches. And Sarah Ragland with a throw of 174 feet and 2 inches. Addie Shaw placed 7th, and Sarah Ragland placed 9th.
Top 10 finishes. That's not that bad in this type of relay.
In this huge of a meet, and like with the competition that we've been talking about, that's pretty good.
Oh, yeah, that is very impressive right there. Amy Richard cleared 5 feet 3 inches in women's high jump as she placed 7th in the Drake relay. So congratulations to her.
Rachel Battershell ran 55.05 seconds in the 400 meters and rose to the top of the NAIA national list.
There you go. You just need better competition to push you. That's really what it looked like. So congratulations to her and all these incredible athletes. 13 total Bulldogs competed in this relay event. So congratulations to all who competed and can't wait for the GPAC championship that is coming up. And it is hosted at Bulldog Stadium, everybody. That will be this Friday and Saturday, April 30th and May 1st at Bulldog Stadium. On Friday, the meet will start at 5 p.m. And on Saturday, it is an all-day event.
You know, it's right in our hometown, really. Everyone should show up and support our Bulldogs. Because like we said, this is the GPAC championships right now.
Yeah, so hopefully our women can go for a five-peat in GPAC championships. They have a good test against Hastings as they have improved a lot this year. So hopefully we can itch out that five-peat. That'd be really impressive if we can do that. And hopefully our men can look for their first one in a while. Moving on to baseball. We had
one game.
A doubleheader.
Well, yeah, a doubleheader against
Jamestown. We won the first game coming after a loss to Northwestern. So still no back-to-back losses for our baseball team. So that's very impressive. Unfortunately, they lost the second game in the doubleheader 11-9.
Yeah, but the first game we won 5-2, and pitching for us was Jake Fosgate, who had 12 strikeouts and only 3 hits. He pitched a total of 5 innings. That led the way for the Bulldogs, and that led us to a victory right there.
Yeah, that was one of those great outings by pitchers. And Nick Little, who usually is on the top of his game for the Bulldogs, before this game he was 5-0. He did not have a great game, which is to be expected. You can't have a great game every day, you know, every time you pitch. He allowed 9 hits, 8 runs, and only had 2 strikeouts in 2 innings of play. So in game 2, wasn't up to his game, but you know, the Bulldogs were able to climb back late to make it an 11-9 game, but in that third inning, Jamestown went off getting 6 runs. You can't really, it's hard to answer back when a team gets 6 on you in one inning.
Yeah, it really is. And that first game we did very well pitching. Second game we just couldn't really get pitching going, and it just showed. On the year now, Concordia's overall record is 30-7, and in GPAC they are 17-5.
Concordia still sits first in GPAC play, so pretty much all year Concordia has been in the top 2, really, top 3. So this is a huge testimony to this season. Concordia is also still ranked 22nd in the nation, still top 25. Huge season so far.
It really has. They've done very well this season, especially coming off from not having a season last year. They're really showing what they would have done last year.
Oh, they really are. And the fact that the most impressive part about this season is the no back-to-back losses. I think that's one of the most impressive things about this squad is when they lose, they go on to a good winning streak, you know, and then they lose again, and then they go on to a short win streak, lose, and then a win streak. I mean, that's been the theme all week. One loss, and then you go to a win streak until these last 3 games. But still, no back-to-back losses is still, in my books, one of the most impressive things that they've done this season.
Yes, it is. And next up for the Bulldogs, they will face Morningside College on April 26th. That's a doubleheader. First game is at 4 p.m. Second game will be at 7. It's a home game at Plum Creek Ballpark, so you can show up to that game too.
Yes, you can. Baseball will also play on April 30th against Hastings. It'll be at Hastings, Nebraska. First game is at 4, second game at 7. Then they travel all the way to Mitchell, South Dakota to play Dakota Wesleyan on May 2nd. First game is at 1, second game at 4. Then on May 6th through the 8th is GPAC tournament play for the Bulldogs. They look to add to their GPAC titles and make it to the NAIA World Series, which will be May 17th all the way to May 28th.
Yes, so good luck to them as they're trying to finish out their season strong as well. Right now we are first, but we still need to finish the season strong. We got Doan, who is in second, sitting at 17-7 as we are 17-5 in GPAC play. So they're right behind us, so there's not really any breathing room for us.
No, there is not. We need to really capitalize. And really, at this point in the season, this is where you do not want to have back-to-back losses. This point is super important to get on your winning streak and not have back-to-back losses. So this really the next game from against Morningside is really important. Sliding into the softball side, our women are now 24-8 overall, 10-6 in GPAC play, as they were able to squeak out some wins in a pretty impressive fashion when they played Mount Marty in a doubleheader. They won both games. The first game, they won 8-0 in 5 innings. Second game, they won 3-2 in a close one. Then they played Briarcliff on April 25th, won the first game 8-0 in 5 innings, and then lost the second game in another close one, 5-3. So overall, not a bad way to finish the weekend.
Yeah, no, not at all. And both the first games against Briarcliff and Mount Marty, they won in 5 innings, 8-0. So that's kind of fun. But I mean, they won them in good fashion. And then the second game is a real close game. The second game that we won 3-2 over Mount Marty, we scored 3 hits in the third inning. And then nobody scored again until Mount Marty in the 6th inning. And they scored 2 points there. So they almost had a comeback coming, and then we were able to shut them out in the final one.
Yep, in the 7th inning. So to finish the game out, we were able to hold Mount Marty 2-0 and just kind of shut them out, which was very, you know, Mount Marty made it a game going into that 7th when they racked up those 2 points. But we were able to slow them down and not allow a 7th inning push, really.
Yeah, and then the one loss against Briarcliff. Going into the 6th inning, we are winning 3-2, And Briarcliff was able just to get three hits off, and we just never really bounced back from that and lost 5-3.
Yeah, I mean, it's another one of those things where, like we talked about against Jamestown in baseball, when a team racks up three or more, basically, in one inning, it's hard to bounce back from that.
It's a very momentum sport. Once you get one person hitting right, you know, the rest of the team starts hitting right, especially if your pitcher doesn't really get themselves in a good rhythm.
Right, and the pitching wasn't bad overall in the game. We had three different pitchers, only allowing five total runs and only one strikeout, which isn't good, but the defense really came into play in those early innings, you know, to make it a closer game.
Next up for softball, they will play College of St. Mary on April 27th. That's a doubleheader. First game will be at 3 p.m., second game will be at 5 p.m. in Omaha, Nebraska.
And then after that, to finish the season, they will play two back-to-back doubleheaders. The first one will be against Dort, May 1st, in Sioux City, Iowa. First game's at 1, second game's at 3. And on May 2nd, they will travel all the way up to Mitchell, South Dakota. First game at 1, second game at 3. They will face Dakota Wesleyan. Then after that, you got GPAC tournament, May 6th. Through 8th.
These are
important games right
These
here.
These are very important games, as right now we are sitting 5th in GPAC, 10-6 in GPAC play, and we got Morningside, Midland, Jamestown, and Northwestern ahead of us. Jamestown and Northwestern are only two games ahead of us, so I mean we can catch up to them in these last two games, but other than that, these two games are very important for us.
Well, they definitely are. The last stretch of the season is the most important. Our Bulldogs look to enter the NAIA World Series and hopefully get another GPAC title. Moving on to women's tennis. They played Doane University on April 20th for their senior day. They unfortunately lost 6-1 against Doane, putting us in third place in GPAC play. But still, right now, an incredible season to be 5-1 in GPAC. 8-6 overall. So this is one of those seasons that they should hang their head high.
That loss to Doane bumped Doane up to second and moved us all the way down to third. So that kind of hurt us. But, you know, they have been having a pretty good season coming off from last season. They've really improved this season. They led GPAC for quite a while, and this is their first loss of the season. So
I mean, they're still in the top three. Really, yeah. This is not a bad season after this loss. They still have one more GPAC match against Midland on April 27th. That will start at 4 p.m. in Fremont, Nebraska. And then it's GPAC tournament on April 30th and May 1st. And then after that is the national tournament from May 18th all the way to the 22nd. So hopefully a lot of our individuals can make it very far, and hopefully the team as well can make it far into the playoffs.
Yeah, and women's tennis has a GPAC Player of the Week.
Hey!
Claudia Miranda Vieira has been named GPAC Mid-American Sports Women's Tennis Player of the Week. So congratulations to her, and you know, just keep doing what you're doing, and hope we can get a win against Midland.
Switching over to the men's side of tennis, they are still undefeated in GPAC play, sitting at 5-0. After their win against Doane University, a really tight 4-3 win. This went all the way down to the wire, and we were able to squeak out a victory. So congratulations to our men who are able to stay in the top of the rankings. We are sitting second in GPAC as Midland holds the top seed, as they have played more out-of-conference games and tournaments than we have. Really, in my opinion, I see Concordia as number one.
Oh, yeah, I know. You have to when we're undefeated still. And going back to that game against Doane, this really came down to the wire, as you were saying. It came down to the last doubles match to determine who would win the overall match. And we were able to pull it out with a 6-1 win in that final set to keep us undefeated, really.
Yeah, and we faced the number one seed in GPAC Midland on April 27th. That'll be at Fremont, Nebraska. That'll start at 4 p.m. This is the game for the number one spot. Whoever wins this is the number one seed going into the GPAC tournament. This is probably the most important match this season.
Oh, definitely. Like you said, this would determine who is the number one seed for GPAC, and, you know, really to determine who stays undefeated.
Yeah, it really does. If you really think about it, those seedings, when it comes to the GPAC tournament, are crucial. Because if you're the number one seed, you face the last place team early on, get your momentum and confidence rolling. If you're the second seed, it's the second to last team, but then, you know, it's not as fulfilling as being the number one seed. So they will play Midland, and then after that, April 30th and the 1st, it'll be the GPAC tournament, and then it'll be the NAIA National Tournament from May 18th all the way to the 22nd.
Yeah, just like the women's, they're having a great season as well, as obviously they're still undefeated. Just keep doing what you're doing.
Yeah.
Good luck for GPAC, and, you know, get a win against Midland. Let's get that number one seed.
Oh, yeah. I'm looking forward to this matchup, because this is, as we mentioned, the determination of who gets the number one seed headed into the GPAC tournament. And that's all the time we have for you today. Thank you for tuning in and listening to us all season long through our ups and downs, through COVID breaks and all that. So we really do appreciate you. We will be back next year in August as we start up the fall sports of the 2021 season.
We will miss you.
Yes, we will. This is one of those things that I look forward to on Mondays. Anyways, if you have any questions, comments, or suggestions, please email us at conekubski@gmail.com. Again, that is conekubski@gmail.com. And follow us on Instagram at conekubski and Twitter
at Kubski.
Thank you all. Have a good night.
Bye. Something told me that it wouldn't last. Had to switch up, look at things different, see the bigger.